Okay, I've been feeling subpar creatively for a hot minute now, and I've recently been texting my buddy Jake a bunch, who is completely on the other side of the spectrum. He's feeling great creating and not feeling a lot of like friction, and I'm feeling a little bit of burnout, and I don't really know why. So I'm going to FaceTime him tonight and just kind of vent, kind of complain a little bit. Talk about all things creativity and YouTube. So if you're down to hang out and watch this, or I'm probably going to put this on the Creative Herd podcast as well, so you can just listen to the audio only version. I don't really talk about the Creative Herd that much, but it's a podcast I've been running for a handful of years now. So yeah, just type in Creative Herd on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, whatever you listen to, and you'll find it. But yeah, right now, let's FaceTime Jake. It's funny that you can already see that, because as soon as I told you, I was just like, yeah, I'm like doing pretty much anything other than making things. So you're like, yep, sounds like you.
Yeah, dude. I could tell. I mean, I don't even know where to like begin with this topic, because I have so many thoughts. Like, I need to make sure to leave space for you if we're really going to go down this rabbit hole to like have a turn, because I don't even know like where to stop myself, because I like have so been there, currently am not, and am mortified and just waiting for like the boogeyman to jump out of the closet and like come back, right? Like it's just like the most insane thing that we deal with as like creators, I don't know, whatever you want to call us.
Yeah.
And it's just like, and to be frank, like I'm trying to think, like ever since I started, how do we want to like segment and classify this, right? Like, I think there's like, before you upload to YouTube, bliss and joy, right? Like that was an era, at least for me, probably. It wasn't a very long era. But it was a short
of
era.
Like coming up with ideas and stuff, like
just making stuff, right? Like just having a camera and just like screwing off, basically.
Bliss and joy, and then eternally, phase two is eternally chasing bliss and joy.
Well, I don't know, but see, that's what I want to talk about, because I feel personally right now, I don't know if like bliss and joy is the right word, but like I'm not having a hard time making stuff right now.
I know. But, and we're this complete opposite.
But like we're going to talk about tonight, like I've been there, dude. Like, I mean, I would say for the most part up to maybe like 6 months ago. And I mean, I've been doing this for, I think we're about to hit 7 years. Like I felt the exact same way you were describing, which is why it just like struck a nerve. Cause it's like, and I've talked about this before, where it's like, I have no idea how long this fire is going to last. And like, I lose sleep over it at night, because I'm just like, when's it going to hit? When it's just like, you know what, Jake? You can't even bring yourself to talk about Final Cut or Da Vinci if someone held a gun to your head. Like, it's bound to happen. Like, it's got to be like right around the corner, right?
Yeah. See, this is why I think like every time that I have an every time I have an existential crisis now, I'm just like, okay, I gotta text Jake and just let him know what's going on in my head and like get some sort of wisdom, because I know that you've done the cycle and you've like I think it takes a couple cycles to figure out like, okay, and I'm gonna land here, and then
I guess
I don't know, like you seem very comfortable in like what you're creating.
Yeah. No, and I think so. But I mean, I think there is still an awareness of just like, when's it? Because here's the thing, right? Like, and maybe that's like, I'm just, it's taken me a long time to like kind of click it in. But like, there's just been like some really distinct like creative phases in my life. And the first biggest creative phase was like music. So like, I would say like ninth grade to like first year of college, middle of college. I mean, it was like I don't know. I mean, I think you would say I have like a pretty obsessive personality. Like when I get on something, it just like goes. And so like music was just like bananas, dude. I mean, I'm pretty sure I have carpal tunnel at age 28 in my left hand because I played so much freaking guitar. Like, it was just like, I don't know. I'm just like putting off going to the doctor, but so that was a phase. And then like college hit. And like, again, it was just this weird thing where it's like, how do you love something that much? And then it just like stops and you just like, don't do it anymore.
Dude, it happens.
It happens. And that like crushed me. And I was so confused. And I didn't have too much time to think about it because I was so distracted trying to like finish my degree. So I just kind of like let that take priority of like, hey, don't even think about it. Don't worry about it. Just like finish your degree. And the funny thing was, is I think that in that process, I then found my next obsession, which was programming, which again, just like worked out, thank God, because that's what I was getting my degree in. So hey, helped me finish my degree. But then same thing, dude, like few years of that, torched, couldn't do it anymore. You know, didn't code on the side, was pretty over it at work. And, you know, now I manage people, like I don't even write code anymore. And then creatively did the camera stuff. Same thing.
Yeah.
Couple of years. I can't.
Torch.
I mean, in that one, that one's kind of the industry. Like, you know.
Yeah.
This S5.
There's got to be something.
Like, yeah. I don't know.
There's got to be something with like the obsessiveness of it all through that. Because like.
Yeah.
I think a lot of us are kind of on the like, not maybe like neurodivergent side of things that you like hyper focus, or maybe that's just what we have in common of like a lot of creatives just are good at hyper focusing
for sure. I think so.
To their own downfall. So now that I find myself like getting into a new hobby, I like black out everything else in my life, you know, and then you're just like, wait, didn't I go to school and get a degree? And like, I liked programming. Why did I get a degree in that if I don't want to?
Right. Wait, did you get your degree in programming? No.
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
I was like, you did? I was like, I didn't know that. Maybe. Well, and like, I mean, like my wife, she's like notorious at having like she's the opposite, where I don't think I've ever in the time of knowing her, which is a long time, like she's never really like gotten into something in the way that I do. Like she's always loved cooking and that's always been her thing, but like it's always been so level-headed. And you know, she's big into crafting. She cycles through all these different crafting things and loves it, and like she'll kind of dip her toes in and then she's just like done with it and like goes on to the next one. And like it's just weird because it's like I'm bad. Like I get on something and then it's just like you said, the world just like blacks out.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
that's got to be part of it. But
what's your like idea? Like, what's your ideate to execution like ratio? So for me, like we were talking about, like that video I just released.
Yeah,
I think that I have so many ideas, and the amount that get made is like 100 to 1.
Yeah, I don't know if it's that high. But lately,
that might be an exaggeration.
It's probably not far off, though.
But I feel like you are like currently on a really high execution level of just like,
yeah,
have an idea, execute it. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. There's like a time limit for me. That analogy that I made in that video of just like basically walking down the street and you see a rabbit. That is creativity to me. And I'm like, oh my gosh, an idea. And then I go to pick it up and I'm like, where did it go?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. No, I've related with that so hard. I'm trying to go back to your ratio question. It's pretty high. I think, I mean, and especially like right now, I've got 2 or 3 projects that are like half baked, half started. And I just like don't know when or where they'll happen, if ever. And that was, well, and that's interesting too, because definitely during like the camera review era, or like Micro Four Thirds or whatever you want to call it before this, I pretty much went like video to video, which was really weird because that like burnt me out big time. And I didn't feel like I had, I just didn't feel like I had a ton of ideas. Like it was just like, oh, here's the next one, work on it. And I would maybe have a few other ideas, but like I never, like this is probably the first phase I've been in where I'll start something and it may not get done or it sits. And that's not usually how I operate, which is weird. Like I've got two or three half cooked right now.
Me too. Like in a professional sense, that is not who I am.
No.
Like if I start something, it's going to get done. But then when it comes to like my like DaVinci home project page, I'm like trying to sift through. I'm like, where's the thing that I'm actually working on? Like there's so many other things in here of just half baked ideas, half things I've started.
Yeah.
And then I don't know why it doesn't like get fully all the way through. A couple reasons of like why I think that is, I think time in general, like if there's too much time that passes between when I've had the original idea and I haven't executed fully on it, I'm just like
it's not it anymore. Well, and you see another bunny, right? And that bunny is super super cute, even cuter than the first one, right? So you're like, ooh, I need to or fluffier, I need to go try and get as close to that one as possible.
Or it's just in the distance. Like I've had a few ideas that I'm like, I like those ideas. I think those are good. I can't execute that right now. And then when it comes, like I have time for it, I'm just like, it doesn't really hit the same.
Yeah.
Can't really see it the same. And maybe that's just on, like, do you script your videos at all?
I have started doing that. And that I think has changed my life because I didn't used to script. And now like, well, that's been another funny realization for me. And I'm curious how where your head is at, but like I came to terms with that, like filming is my least favorite part. Like I genuinely do not enjoy the filming process pretty much at all anymore. Now, that's a caveat. If I'm filming someone else, I love it. I love being behind the camera. But when I'm filming myself, I really detest how time consuming it is to set up shots, be in front of the camera. Getting autofocus recently has helped a lot with that in terms of my sanity. But but even with that, it's still just like my least favorite part. And so I've reached a point where it's like, okay, if I think I have a good idea, work on the script. Because I love writing. I've always loved writing, which I didn't totally realize till I kind of thought it through. And then basically what I'm starting to do, I guess this isn't, I say this and then like I've filmed a video this morning that was completely unscripted, which again, there was some external financial attachment, which I'm sure we're going to get into. Bunnies strapped with cash. So like that one I had to just get
you
done.
You have to look at those ones.
You have to look at
you're
those
like,
ones.
Even wherever you go, I'm going to continue to look at you, but I'm going to try to still.
Yeah. You're like, well, that one's cute. Oh, and it's got a Benjamin hook to it. I got to go check that out. Yeah. So that one I didn't script, but I feel like I'm trying really hard nowadays, and I really like this style where I script it, record the voiceover now that I've got my juicy mic, like sit down, record it with the expectation that I may have to re-record stuff, but like get an audio track from that script. And then that's kind of like my new shot list is like throw that into DaVinci, cut it up, start to put music to it, and then be like, okay, what do I need to put on top of this? Which, again,
like you immediately see the holes, right? Or like the CSAs of just like, oh, I'm saying this, I should probably show this.
Yeah.
Like,
yep. Yep.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's tough because, again, I don't. And I'm curious where your head's at. Like, I really hate filming myself. I just think it's not fun.
Yeah. I like filming in theory.
Yeah.
In theory, too. I love filming.
Yeah.
But when it comes time to setting up my own shots, when I'm just like, oh, I just need to film some quick A-roll.
Yeah.
They end up looking like garbage because I'm just like, I just want to finish this video.
Yep.
I'm just going to put this camera here and press record.
Yeah.
Right.
Which
now
is funny because I think your stuff always looks really good. But yeah, I mean.
But it's like the process of just like, oh, okay, now I'm just going to, do I, I know what the video is about, but I haven't scripted anything. And
yeah,
like there's so many hurdles that I think I'm just making it literally harder for myself.
Yeah.
Sometimes. And yeah, it's just not doing me any favors. And I think that contributes to burning out, because I'm like, now I'm at a point where I'm like just skipping off the like sponsored videos. And I'm just like,
yeah,
when I turn around and look back of what I'm making, I'm just like, what the hell is all this shit?
I'm just selling shit. Yeah.
Who brought all this?
Yeah. Who? Where'd this come from?
Yeah. And I'm just like, well, yeah, you know what? They did pay my rent the last 3 months. So that's not a bad thing, probably. But then it's like, then there's this double-edged sword of like, I don't, like I have so many of those ideas that I want to make for my, for myself, and
yeah,
more like the art, like actual film stuff.
Yeah.
Like I was talking to my buddy the other day and we were like pie in the sky of just like, what do you want? And I was like, I want to be sponsored by like Dickies or something, like a clothing brand or something that I'm not like, it's not paid. I'm just like a paid, like a sponsored skateboarder basically, but a sponsored filmmaker where they just send me like hats and shirts and stuff. And he's like, yeah, cool, man. Like they definitely could probably sponsor filmmakers, but let me ask you something. Like, what's the last film you made? And I was like,
you got me. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I, dude, actually that's exactly, man, we're like on the same wavelengths. And I think this is partially because we're both like huge Schaefer fans, but I just think that like, God, this is just a can of worms we're just firing off here. But like, like the whole sponsorship thing is really weird. And I mean, I sent you that text earlier
and
today.
And the can is closed.
Well, no. Like, I'm trying to ease the audience into this because I'm not one to get too hot and spicy, but I'm feeling pretty spicy on this conversation, but like, or on this topic. But I think that, so I, for those who don't know or don't even know who I am, like I have a channel all about editing. That's my shtick right now. We were kind of talking about it earlier. And I don't do it full time. I have a job that pays, like that puts food on the table. And the reason being mostly is A, it's like kind of
sense,
just by like necessity, right? Like I can't
totally
live where I live and like feed a family off of YouTube right now. Like there's just not enough money. I could probably like go for it and see how it goes, but I'm not that kind of person. And so I'm like, just the whole point being is that like I don't depend upon like sponsors and brands to like put food on the table, right?
Dude,
and I think
if
that's,
I relied on YouTube, I literally would be able to pay like maybe groceries,
right? But you do freelance stuff, right, is your job.
Yeah, like, yeah, I have to rely on that, right, income to, right, like actually live.
So this is what's interesting, and this is what I think I want to get into with you, is that like my day job has nothing to do with any of this stuff, which younger Jake really struggled with a lot, really struggled with. Older Jake, not hating it so much these days and feeling very, very skeptical of what the future holds and how it could be to still ensure that this fire we're talking about keeps burning, right?
Mm. Yeah.
And I think that, like you said in your ick video, attaching money to anything complicates it. And I don't know. I think that I'm only okay with that if that is exactly how I want it to be, which is kind of like you said, like if Dickies sponsored me and said, you just got to wear a hat every once, you know, you got to wear something of ours in every, yeah, video, and maybe it's got to be in every description, and maybe you've got to like have a couple of ad reads here and there. I don't know, whatever it looks like. But hey,
yeah,
you're on the payroll. we'll give you enough money to do this full time. Like, sweet. Like, that's probably what I would be okay with. But like, outside of that, dude, I don't know. And that's all. I'm struggling with like hitting this realization in life because I don't know how I feel about it.
I think it does make it worse. I like literally think it makes it worse because it opens up this like new door. And the struggle is if we're already hyperfixated, like we both know that we are.
Yeah.
So I'm hyperfixated on YouTube.
Yeah.
Okay. This is the sphere. And now all of a sudden a new door opens in this little black room that I'm in. And it's just like brand deals. I'm just like, wait a second. This we just got extra square footage. So now all of a sudden I'm just like, wait, I can hit up these people.
Yeah.
Type a little email and say, hey, can you send me some stuff and in exchange for product, in exchange for money.
Yep.
And now the hyperfixation has become on like, what's new? What's exciting?
Yeah.
How much money can I get from this? Do you want an Instagram short?
Yep.
Instagram short? Instagram reel?
Instagram
YouTube
reel.
Short?
YouTube short. Yep. Yep.
And yeah, then at the end of the day, I'm turning basically my YouTube channel into a freelance career,
yes.
Which is what I started YouTube to run away from in the first place.
Right.
So the position that you're in right now, I think is such a glorious thing because it's something that I actually talk quite frequently about with my friends to be like, dude, I wish I was a mailman.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, and that's
because you have the brain break. You have a brain break all day, basically. Not saying that you're not working on like hard problems, but it's just like you're not looking at your keyboard and clicking and thinking about the footage that's in another folder.
Yeah. Well, and that's a good way to put it because it just like, and that's the thing. It's like human nature. When I'm at work, I just can't wait to work on this at night. Right. Like I think, you know, like, again, it's like, it's gas on the fire to be like in meetings all day doing corporate stuff and then to like come home, you know, get a nice little break with the family, have a great night, whatever, eat dinner. And then, you know, it's like, bedtime hits and it's like, dude, I can't wait to work on this edit, right? Like, it's just so fresh, so rose-tinted glasses. And again, it's like, it's so crazy to even speak these words because, I mean, I can't remember what the history of Jake's YouTube channel looks like, but I know for a fact, like 3 years ago, 2 years ago, maybe even 1 year ago, I was just like racking my brain, like, how do I make this my job? And it's like, I don't know. I'm kind of scared of that now.
Yeah. Is that still something? Because this is now what I'm thinking through of just like, okay, because it's feels weird at this point, like you put it, do you still want it as your job?
And I think that this is where I'm ultimately, I think the answer is still yes. But here's the caveat, and I think that is kind of the next existential crisis that is opening up in my brain. It's sort of unlocked the next level, which is I think I want it if I can have it the way I want to have it. And the problem with that is that I don't know if there is enough eyeballs and editors in the world, dorky dad fans, to make that a reality. I don't know.
Dude, I'm with you. Yeah. I'm with you on,
you know, and a sponsor that would want to pay enough for me to live and have that freedom. I don't know.
Squarespace, are you listening?
I mean, yeah, it's like, dude, I got no problem shilling Squarespace. I, you know, like, again, and that's the thing. And full transparency, I'm not trying to like tease too much here. I can't say too much, but like I'm working on a sponsored video right now. And it is.
Can you tell us what the sponsor is?
No, I want to leave it a surprise because I'm so excited. But that's the point.
What's the video that it will go live in?
It will go live in Make Resolve Feel Like Final Cut Part 2.
Cool.
and it's, and you'll see. But like, the point is like, it is a sponsor that like, I'm so excited about. Like, it is, and it's not, it's paying all right. Nothing crazy. Again, I'm not like going real hard in that department because it's not my focus right now. I just want like something for it because it feels cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But like, it's mostly just cool, and you'll see. And again, I'll maybe off camera, I'll tell you about it. But, but point being, like, that's what I'm thinking about is like, if that could be a way to put food on the table, have my family continue to live comfortably and happily, like, that's what I want. But then again, that question mark of, I don't know if there's an audience big enough to make that happen. I'm not sure. And this was a question I had for you, which, and again, it's like, I feel so stupid and so jaded and cynical for saying it, but like, my whole life I've always been like, abundance mindset, abundance mindset, abundance mindset. But lately it's like, I'm kind of questioning that a little bit in terms of, I'm a dad. My time to watch YouTube is so limited. I watched your video this week over Peter McKinnon, you know, like.
Wow, I'm honored.
But the point being is that like, Pete, I've watched for forever. I'm sure I'll get to it, but like, it's just lower on the priority list. And it's just like, I know that there's always more eyeballs to capture, but there is a finite amount of people with a finite amount of time. I don't know if I can capture enough attention as the Jake Dorky Dad editor. I don't know.
From that niche, from that specific niche.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel you, but I feel you, but also like, it takes too much brain power to think about.
Yeah. No, I don't want to overthink it.
Well, my point is just like, it takes too much brain power to think about it, period. Like, that's it. That's it. Other people will come that are just like, oh, I like this vibe. I'm not a dad. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it's just like, I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
Or some people like Zach turned into a dad. And like, yeah, sure, priorities change, but like, I think it's not up to you to decide who watches.
Right. But even if you zoom out to editors, right, is there enough pie for editors, right?
Yeah.
Which again, is kind of a bad thing to go down. Like, this is probably not a super constructive thought process to have, but it's something I'm thinking about.
Dude, I think about it too. Yeah. Cause like, I'm basically the same target audience.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I love you. I'm here to support you. We're kind of competing.
Yeah, true. Like, how many really can there be? Cause there's a ton of video creators, but not all of those people edit. And then even if they do edit, what are they editing in and what are their interests, you know? Because like right now I'm coming out with like a film burn transitions. And I'm just like, the fraction of the market that is actually interested in that kind of thing is so slim.
Yeah.
And so specialized.
That is a good point, though. Having a product is not a bad idea.
It works for people who make it work.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I don't know if you know Ezra Cohen, but he's like, he was one of the first people on the scene to like actually make good, really high quality stuff.
Okay.
And he just skyrocketed.
Yeah.
And I also think like years ago it helped because there was nothing really of great value online for free.
Right.
So like shilling out a couple of bucks here and there really makes a difference, but now everything is so saturated. It's like, what could you possibly add to the world? That's how I feel all the time, to be like, this is incredibly tough. I feel like I need to be thinking like in another universe to come up with something that people will actually be like, yeah, I'll spend money on that.
Right.
As somebody who has no following or influence.
Right.
That's because if you're Peter McKinnon, sure, he could make a coaster and people would be like, yo, this is sick.
Right.
Because it would probably have thought design and it's from him. And that's the main selling factor. Why do you buy something for me? nobody knows who I am.
Yeah.
So it better be a damn good product that I actually need and want to use.
Right.
And I don't know. That's,
I don't know though.
I struggle with that thought process too.
Yeah. Yeah. But I don't know, because there's people like me that are big Spencer fans, right? I mean, it's... Yeah. I may have spun us down a real dark hole on this one, and I apologize. But it's... I find it interesting, because I just think that, like, I was so, like, oh, it's just infinite. And in my, like, current phase of life, it doesn't feel very infinite. You know, like it just, which is not, and I guess maybe the other thought I've had, and I'm curious where your head is at with this too, is like, which again, I don't think I would ever do this, but I'm thinking about it because I like to overthink everything. But as someone who has built this skill set of, I'm pretty damn good at operating a camera, I'm pretty damn good at editing, and I'm pretty damn good at being on camera, even though it's not my favorite. Like, again, go watch videos from 3 years ago. Like, it's a skill you can practice. Like, I mean, I'm not saying totally. I'm the bee's knees on being on camera, but go watch 3 years ago and you'll be like, okay, yeah, you can get better. You know, like,
yeah, totally.
With that box of skills, what am I doing in the editing niche? And it's because I love it, right? Which is great. And that translates. And I think that's, you know, that's why people are here and that's why I love it. But like, God, I should go do something else, dude. Like, I should go make a food channel. I should go do
like
any niche that is half as big.
That's okay. This is also an existential thing that maybe we can leave for next time. But also it's something I think about so often that like, do you think that filmmaking is almost the worst niche to be in because it like has such a tight grip on you in a way that's like, there's so many things that are new. Every program's getting updated. Lenses are being dropped. It gives this like fallacy that there's like tons of content waiting to be created. Yeah. And there is, don't get me wrong, but it's all similar. So it's really easy to get burnt out if you don't have your own spin on it. Like if you're just doing like lens review, that could get tiring really quickly, right? Oh,
for sure.
Versus like making a new recipe, you could never get bored of that if you're making a completely new recipe every single time. So I often think like, is this one of the hardest niches, or am I just being a little baby?
I don't know. I'm thinking about it because it makes me, you know, like I think of all the other things that I love in my life and I just go like, I really like that I don't digitize them, but they'd probably do so well.
Yeah.
I don't know. Make a mountain biking channel. Make a,
the other thing, a Lego channel. That I think of,
can you imagine a cinematic Lego channel that doesn't...
But what if you integrated that into this channel?
Just out of left field, we're like, what's up, dorky dads?
That's what I think
today
about.
We're building a Boba Fett Lego helmet.
Okay, but like, do you think you would segment your audience? Or do you think people would be like, holy shit, this is sick? And that's just like, now you do that on Mondays.
Damn,
you know what I mean?
Dude, you got me thinking. I don't know, maybe. I would, but here's the thing. I don't think so, because... I mean, I'm even fully aware of it. I think that the podcast is like killing my channel. Maybe.
Right.
I don't know. Okay. But it doesn't
well,
do very
that has nothing to do with cinematic Lego, so.
No, that's true. Yeah. And it is a very like, I mean, that is the hyper nichest content and it's super long and demanding for people to watch. So I understand why it doesn't do well. I get it.
But your channel is growing though.
I guess. I don't know. It's really slowed down the last, like, month. I mean, which is normal, but...
Yeah, like, who's to say what is normal? We're halfway in the year now.
Right.
I feel like when we first met... like, what are you at now? You just cracked 10K or something.
I think I'm at, like, 13, which last time we talked, I was way lower. But, again, I had, like... the Gox video and one short that, like, I mean, they didn't go nuclear, but for me, they went nuclear. And that's where, like, all of those people came from. And then it doesn't seem like I've kept the momentum going, which I'm not stressing about that, like, too deeply, because again, I'm just kind of doing what I want because I can. So, like, the podcast has brought me so much joy. I mean, it's brought our friendship, right? Like, I'm not going to stop doing it. But it is making me ask that question of, like, what if I really was to take a swing at this on, like, a second channel that did something completely different?
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
Or move the pod to a new channel.
Right. Or did that. Yeah.
I think...
But like you said, maybe I need Lego Mondays, and maybe people are here for that.
Yeah, dude. And if they don't want to watch on Mondays, you know, if they're like, oh, I'm only here for, like, editing stuff, then they're just going to not tune in on Monday. You know what I mean?
Right.
I think about that fairly often because I, like, have other hobbies that I would like
skateboard
to explore, at least. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I would love to see what, like, a filmmaking skateboard thing looks like. And there's tons of YouTubers that do that online, but I'm just like, I don't know how that would integrate with my channel and the current audience. Not that it really matters, because I think you hit it on the head of, like, why you're successful in your own mind right now, which, to be fair, is the only metric that actually matters. And I think it's just doing what you want.
Yeah. But, well, I don't know, but we were talking about, like, putting food on the table. I mean, if that matters, right? Like, and I guess that's where I'm just like, and that's where I'm back to my original point of, like, oh, I might really like having a job that's not YouTube. And that might be the way it is for the rest of my life. I don't know.
I think it's so important. I think that's incredibly important. I think it is. And I think that is the only true path forward for a hassle-free momentum trademark.
Yeah, for sure. And no, and I think that's what I'm thinking is, like, that's the only way that maybe I could build a big enough snowball to where that ideal future state could be then asked from on my side, right? Like, if I truly make it how I want to make it and do somehow manage to get enough of a group of people that love Jake, then I can start making those demands to brands where it's, you know, like, hey, this is how it's going to be, or I'm not doing it, right?
Yeah.
Whereas, exactly. Like, right now it's like, I can't demand shit, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe.
Yeah.
But
same.
Okay, but hold on though, because I had a question for you, because I was thinking about it. So then do you feel like freelance is different enough for you, right? Because, like, we've talked about, that's your job that you're doing outside, but it's kind of the same thing, other than you're shooting other people and you're behind the camera, but you're still editing. Like, is that your problem right now?
No, it's definitely not different enough.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Yeah, like, I'll be editing, and then I'm just like, well, time to close Premiere and open DaVinci.
And you're like, this should make me feel so good right now, and it's not.
Yeah, and I'm just like, yep, this is great. Yeah. Everything's fine. Just like that burning dog, the dog in the burning house meme.
Yep.
Yeah, like, so that's what I fantasize about. Yeah, dude, like, literally anything else. But being behind a computer and, like, being on set is great, but also it's a little tiring, you know?
Yeah. It's super
and
tiring.
Your mind is still in, like, video world. So if I was, like, a PA or something, like, I honestly don't think I would mind that as much, because it's really about, like, the check-in and check-out aspect of, like, jobby jobs.
Yep.
Where... as something on a computer, especially, like, freelance editing, you don't really have that, because it's just like, oh, I'll just go in and make this one change. Oh, they just had one note that they want the music lower. Oh, I'll just pop that open later.
Yeah.
You know, like, it there's so many, like, little things, whereas, like, somebody who is delivering mail or works at a grocery store or in retail or a barista. They're not just like doing that shit outside of the coffee shop. They're
no.
Like, latte art? Nah.
Nah, dude. You're making pot coffee at home if you're a barista. If at all. Probably not making coffee at all.
Yeah. Yeah. So if anybody wants to give me a job.
Spencer's looking. But I don't know, because maybe the other flip side of that coin is you do have a good skill set to stay doing freelance. Maybe just like got to figure out how to take the pressure off of YouTube and like feeling if that's okay. Which
maybe I should make a new YouTube channel. This is where I cut to black. I cut the video to black. Here it ends.